89.3 The Current. It's another edition of Theft of the Dial. And every once in a while, The Current has the opportunity to bring in someone who we admire and respect enough to hand over control of the airwaves. We call it Theft of the Dial, where you get to hear a guest DJ take over The Current, play some of the music they love, and talk about why they chose it. Jim James of My Morning Jacket is a return guest DJ to The Current. Just before Election Day, Jim released his second solo record, Eternally Even, and he's currently touring in support of that record. Good morning, Jim. How you doing?
Feeling good this morning.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How about overall? How are we feeling?
It's been a weird time.
Hasn't it?
Yeah. It's been a very, very, very weird time.
A lot of the weirdness certainly led to the inspiration for your second solo record, Eternally Even. Can you just talk about where the inspiration came from when you decided to kind of really make a statement with the record?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I just feel like things have been getting out of track. I don't proclaim to be a political expert, and, you know I don't know all the answers or anything like that, but I just feel like things have been getting really scary, and I feel like people's true freedom is being threatened, and people's liberties and people's welfare, what's going on at Standing Rock right now, just, you know, the election. So many things that seem so wrong to me, and I wanted to try and say something about them and about the state of the world, but hopefully in a peaceful and loving way, because I feel like a lot is messed up right now.
My takeaway from your record was there's clearly a serious tone, but it seems like you have a lot of optimism.
I do. I'm just tired of all the fighting. I'm tired. I feel like I feel like the media has really used divide and conquer very well on us, and I feel like we're a very divided and conquered people, and I feel like the election is the perfect illustration of that, the way that that turned out. And I just think that that's sad, because I think people are more alike, you know, than they paint us to be. You know, they try to paint us in all these different corners, which are, I feel like, are truly just illusions. We need to do all we can to see how alike we are. We just want to love and be loved and take care of our families and be able to work a good job for good pay and have health care, you know, just be taken mm-hmm. care of. I think we can elect people who are more in the middle, who really represent a wide range of needs. Or let's, you know, dismantle the system entirely. And wouldn't it be nice if we had like a council or something? You know, like if the Republican side had 10 people that was their council and the Democratic side had 10 people that was their council. And it's like you really had a great exchange of every walk of life, every faith was represented, every color, you know, men and women, like everything. The idea that we elect one person who always has been a dude uh-huh. to represent everybody is just so childish and so insane. But even in that regard, it's like I'm just tired of hate and anger. Like I don't want to put any more anger into the system. I think it's important that people talk, and I think it's important that people, liberals and conservatives alike, lose their anger, you know, and just kind of talk to people, you know, because mm-hmm. there's so much anger right now, and I'm so tired of it.
Talking with Jim James of My Morning Jacket, and he's got a second solo record, Eternally Even. Jim, do these songs feel different to perform post-election?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, election night, I feel like for everybody, I think everything changed. You know, we're in a new era right now. And mm-hmm. again, it's not even about politics. I'm not even like, you know, I'm not that informed in terms of like really specific things when it comes to politics, but you just get the feeling that things have gone terribly wrong.
Jim James, My Morning Jacket. You are listening to Theft of the Dial. And we're going to turn over the airwaves to Jim for his playlist coming up in just a moment. But first, want to play a song that we've been spinning off of your latest record, Eternally Even. And this one is called Same Old Lie.
Yeah, I mean, it's just kind of about my frustration with the political system. You know, I feel like the political system is terribly broken, and it's almost like the lies don't matter anymore. That's why I wanted to get the song and the record out before the election, because I just hoped even if I could get one person to vote who might have not gone out and voted, that was my goal. You know, because it's so sad over half the nation didn't vote. And again, maybe the only good thing about what's happening right now is that people will wake up and
sure.
see that their voice matters, their vote matters. And I think the best way for people to do that, too, is to attend a rally or attend a gathering, you know, of a cause you believe in, you know, and go there and see that you do matter. You know, because if everybody didn't show up, then there is no rally. There is no protest. And I think that's important for people to see that they really do matter.
Well, here it is. It's Same Old Lie from Jim James on 89.3 The Current.
Is there any peace to be found in a lifetime? Changing what's been comfortable. We've seen it tried a million times. It's hard to think when hypnotized. Our lies, the lie, it destroys from the inside. In case the teeth from behind that false smile. A lie's a lie, and I don't mind. Yeah, but I know I'm gonna suffer for this. I put out there. It's the same, it's the same, it's the same. Same lie. Can be done. It's the same old lie they tell you when you die. There's mansions up in heaven, 50 virgins off in the sky. You can't trade today for some far off promise of tomorrow. You can't build love out of God's blood and sorrow. They say we can't live together, but we know that's a lie. Cause we know it in our heart, we can make it if we try.
That's Jim James from the latest solo record, Eternally Even, Same Old Lie. It is Theft of the Dial here on The Current, and that means Jim James is our guest DJ, and he's picked out a great set list of music. And Jim, I'm going to turn things over to you.
Thanks. Yeah, Everybody is a Star by Sly Stone. I feel like Sly is such a master of really telling people and showing people that they can make it if they try, and that we're all together in this, and you know, that like everybody is the same. I feel like people need to hear that right now, you know, because what's happening again with the election and stuff, there's a lot of people are being made to feel like they're less than, or they're not equal. And that's just so messed up. You know, I feel like we need to, everybody needs to be saying and telling everybody, you know, that we are all equal, and it really doesn't matter your religious preference or your sexual preference or your gender, or, you know, it's like all those things are illusions, truly. And the fact that it's kind of been heightened again, that everybody is not equal is so sad. You know, it feels like it felt like we were making so much progress, and now it feels like we've taken this giant step backwards. But so I feel like songs like this, you know, Everybody Is a Star, I feel like the kids need to hear that. I feel like people need to hear that because, you know, we're going to have to keep saying that louder than we've ever said it before.
Well, it's a great way to kick off your set list, Theft of the Dial on The Current.
Where is my happiness? I go on pretending. Where is my happy ending? Where are you?
You're listening to Theft of the Dial on 89.3 The Current.
You drink it like a veteran drunk, even though you know high noon on a day soon to be wasted. A little light through the gutters, you'll be dreaming in stone to your knee. And you head upstairs, the neighbors making babies right above your bed. You're having hot dogs and beans for your birthday. Gonna put another fancy mark up on the wall. And it's hardly a miraculous day, but it's striking the thing. You think how it's a minor bed for you, or even bought it all. Bought it all.
It is Theft of the Dial on 89.3 The Current. Our guest DJ today, Jim James of My Morning Jacket.
You just heard Minor Miracles from Eric Johnson, who is leader of Fruit Bats, one of my favorite bands. And I was wanting to play a few songs today that were places where I started songs for this new record. The song Here in Spirit from my new record has a sample from this song, Minor Miracles, that you may have noticed. It's like a cool little 30-second break in the middle of Eric's song that when I heard his song for the first time, this is off his solo record, the song just blew my mind, but I got like obsessed with this little thing in the middle of it, and I looped it, and I drove around in my car for like 2 years listening to this just loop on repeat. I just loved it so much, and I told Eric about it, and he sent me all the multi-tracks for the song, so I chopped it up and started carving stuff out, and then eventually the lyrics and melodies came that I wrote for Here in Spirit, but it was all based off of his song Minor Miracles. And then before that was Jack Teagarden, Think Well of Me, which is the title track from that record. And if anybody hasn't heard that record, I really encourage you. It's such a gorgeous, one of the greatest sounding recordings I've ever heard. And I think the sentiment of that song is very nice too.
Before we wrap up, Jim, we'll end the segment with your song Here in Spirit. So if anybody caught that song from Eric Johnson, listen for that little part in the middle of the song. But yeah, let's continue with another set from you.
Well, this next song is It'll All Be Over by the Supreme Jubilees, which is a really, really beautiful gospel group. I think this record came out in 70 or maybe 75, I can't remember exactly, but Light in the Attic, this great label that reissues just so many wonderful records, re-released this record in the last few years. And this song, I just have been obsessed with it. And this song, kind of like what happened with Eric Johnson's song, I made a loop of the instrumental portion, and that became the basis of The World's Smiling Now that's on my record. And I just like to play these things for people because I think it's a really fun way to make music, and it's a really interesting way, you know, the sampling culture and the way that, you know, because all music is taken from somewhere, you know, even if you're writing your own song with G and C and D chords or whatever, it's like how many millions of times have people played G, C, and D and you know, similar orders. And I think sampling is a cool thing because it's like instead of just playing the guitar, you're playing like people playing music long ago or whatever. And it's cool to watch that then turn into, like, where do you take it? How does it get different? And this riff pattern from this song is just so gorgeous, and their song is so gorgeous.
It's Theft of the Dial on 89.3 The Current.
One of these old days, yeah. One of these old days, we ain't gonna have to cry no more. You see, God's gonna wipe away all our tears. He gonna wipe the tears, yeah. He gonna wipe the tears from your eyes. Do you hear me out there? Let's see you now. I said we ain't gonna cry. We ain't gonna cry no more. One of these old days, yeah. One of these old days, it'll all be over. Mm-hmm. It'll all be over. It'll all. Let you know this evening, yeah. I want to let you know that if you can just hold on, hold on a little while longer, y'all. Cause one of these old days, yeah, one of these old days, it'll all be over. It'll all.
Cry no more.
We ain't gonna cry no more.
Oh, we won't have. You're listening to Theft of the Dial on 89.3 The Current.
We'll be right back.
It is Theft of the Dial here on The Current, and that means Jim James is our guest DJ.
So that was Anya by Twin Limb. Twin Limb is a band from Louisville, Kentucky, and they're actually part of my touring band on this solo tour, and they've been opening the shows and then jumping up with me and being part of the band. And this song, I feel like, is so hypnotic, and they're one of my favorite bands, period, in the last few years, but especially being from Louisville, I have a big place in my heart for them. But just a very unique sonic palette and a very unique thing they're doing. And I really like this. It's probably my favorite song that they do. And then before that was The Balance by Floating Action. And Seth Kaufman, who is Floating Action, is playing bass in the solo band on tour. And I feel like Seth is maybe the most underrated songwriter and player working nowadays. I feel like his records are so masterfully done and so psychedelic, and he plays everything and just is the most gracious, kind person. And just this song is just one of my favorite songs of all time from his album Desert Etiquette.
89.3 The Current, it is Theft of the Dial. That is the voice of Jim James. And we're about to wrap up with you. But before we do, I want to remind people of your latest record, which is called Eternally Even. And Jim is on tour right now in support of that record. You know, 2016 has been a hard year. You know, at the beginning of the segment, you know, we just talked about the political climate. But 2016 was a hard year because we lost so many music legends.
Yeah.
And Jim, for you, what was one of the most heartbreaking losses in the music world?
I mean what a crazy year. So many losses, you know, just recently with Sharon Jones and Leonard Cohen, and so many. I mean, Prince was definitely top for me, though, and I know we've talked about that before. And you know, I don't know, I just feel like, you know, Leonard Cohen, obviously very sad, but he had a good run, you know. He was 82 or whatever. Prince died way too young, and I think everybody feels that way around the world. You know, you hate to see anybody that you love pass away ever, you know,
right.
If they live to be 150 or whatever, you know, it's never,
you're still living in a world without them.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
And it can be a weird thing to do.
Yep.
When you've been on the road, have you paid tribute to any of these artists?
Yeah, I actually have been trying to pay tribute to most of them. I've been doing some a cappella Leonard Cohen songs and Bird on a Wire, Hey, That's No Way to Say Goodbye, and Suzanne.
Yeah. 2017. Let's hope that
please.
Let's just, it's right around the corner.
It doesn't seem like it's going to start off very well, but hopefully it'll get better.
We'll see. It is Theft of the Dial, and we're going to bring it to a close. Jim James of My Morning Jacket. Just before Election Day, Jim released his second solo record, Eternally Even. And we're going to end with a song from that record. Jim, by the way, thank you so much for coming by. It's always nice to have you here on The Current for another edition of Theft of the Dial. And so you made reference to this song a little bit earlier in the segment, the song Here in Spirit.
Yeah, Here in Spirit was cool. Like I said, it was born of this loop from Eric Johnson's song Minor Miracles, and sadly it kind of, all the words and melodies kind of, I had been listening to this loop for a couple years, but then when that Pulse nightclub shooting happened, that was just, you know, one of the most terrible things I think any of us had seen in a long time, in this flood of terrible things that have been happening. And I was just listening to this loop, this Eric Johnson loop that I've been listening to, and finally it all started to pop together, you know. And I was just thinking about, like, how if you don't speak out for good things, nobody's going to hear them. And I feel like evil and anger is getting so much airtime these days. And I feel like we all have the responsibility, not musicians, not just, you know, artists or people with platforms, but every single person has the responsibility now to speak out for love and equality and peace, because there's a tidal wave of anger and hatred, and I feel like we need to be the calming force that calms down those fires and, you know, calms down the tidal wave. And yeah, just thinking, you know, you need to speak out, and even if you can't physically be at every rally or you can't be there for somebody you love, you can be there in spirit for them and be a good force still.
Well, Jim, thanks for stopping by the studio, and we'll see you next time you come to town.
Thanks for having me.
Big thanks to Jim James and producer Anna Reed for today's Theft of the Dial. And here's that song, Here in Spirit, on 89.3 The Current.